What's up, everybody? It's your girl TK right here on another episode of Working the Dash with TK. Today's topic is change the channel. What do I mean by that? Well, challenge what you hear. Challenge the sounds and the scenery, atmosphere around you. Challenge all of that. And I want to just say from a personal standpoint that I personally listen to concepts from the other side. For example, there's a lot of news that floats around. And although I may agree with one news station in its premise, in its natural state, I may agree with it, I often go to the other side of that news station, not that I agree, but so that I can hear another, another dimension of that conversation. And why is that important? It adds to your level of insight. It also adds to your level of conversation. And so to broaden your conversation, to broaden the outlook, it's important for me to look outside of the scope of what I'm actually used to, what's familiar. And so today I'm talking about changing the channel. Even if I do not agree, it does not negate the validity of anyone else's premise or opinion. Just for another example, we've waited for a new year. We always say new year, new me, but hey, let's think of it like this. What about the next hour? What about today? What about tomorrow? What about the next week? You don't have to wait for an entire 365 days to pass just to create a new you. However, if that's all you hear, that's all your brain is ingrained to think about, then of course you're going to wait for the absolute next year to change. So when you change the channel and you change what you are used to hearing and you change what's familiar around you, you can say, listen, today may not have been my best day, but I'm going to take the next day to uplift and upgrade where I am and who I am. So change the channel. I mean, a new hour, 13 minutes ago, I mean, whatever it is, exposure will give you wisdom. So expose yourself, be open to exposure. And I know exposure is a word that we're walking on ice on these days because, hey, everybody who knows anything about being exposed for the last 2 years, we know that exposure has not always been that great, but expose yourself to something new. Expose yourself to even an outcome that you did not expect. I was in conversation with someone who stated that leaving their city, they thought that if they got up and left their city, it would be the best thing for them. And, I'm right now, I'm talking about changing the channel and changing your environment. But in that particular conversation, I disagreed because I said that if you do not change your mind, I offered this suggestive advice inside of the conversation. If you don't change your mind, you will be the same old person in a new place. So what was I really saying? I was definitely just interjecting that even if you change where you live, if you change your physical location, it does not matter. It doesn't necessarily change you if you do not change your mind about where you are. You will be the same person, the same old stinking thinking, the same old person with the disease of excusitis, the same old person lifting just a barrier for every obstacle. You have another barrier. And I know that even sounds oxymoronic. For every obstacle, you present another barrier instead of presenting a solution. You're going to have that. If you have that same mindset, I don't care where you go. Did you hear what I said? I don't care where you move. I don't care where you go. It's going to be the exact same thing. So in order to change the channel, you have to change the channel of your thinking. You have to change the funnel of your conversation. You have to expose yourself to different people. Remember, we are the sum of the five people that we spend the most of our time with. We are the sum of the five conversations that we speak about. We are the sum of the five things that we expose ourselves to on a weekly basis. If all you're being exposed to is what's low, that's your outcome. right? So I'm just encouraging you to change the channel, people, okay? As a generation, let's be responsible and accountable to what we condone and what we respond to. So I'm going to repeat this again. Stay out of low conversations. Create your own elements of business. Connect yourself with purpose. And whatever that is, however you bring that to the table, connect yourself with purpose. Be purpose on purpose. Connect yourself with purpose. And this is how you begin to change the channel. Well, this has been Monday Mail. I'm delivering it right here out of the mailbag from the mail room of Working the Dash with TK. I will check in with you at another time.